I need some volunteers, some helpers with the sermon at the last part of the sermon. Anyone want to help me? I need three. Can I trust anyone? I have marbles. Let me start with this. How many kids? Yes. Come forward. Two more. In the back. Come forward. Mr. Luke, you guys want to sit right here? And I'll help you out. Oh, wow. Hi, Charlotte. You're going to help me out. The best volunteers. Hey, you guys ready for summer break? Yeah. Parents, are you ready for summer break? No. We're going to do Pentecost and talk about Pentecost. And one of the things that I love about Pentecost is that it shows up in summertime. And it was always this summer holiday that marked no more homework. And I love that. But for us today, we're going to focus a bit more on God's Spirit. God's Spirit can be a little bit mysterious. Adults, you don't need to know what's happening up here quite yet. All right. Now, I'm going to pour some marbles in your cup. Don't lose my marbles, okay? Is that enough? Yeah, okay. You want a bunch, Luke? All right. I'm giving you a ton. There you go. All right. You think I can fit the rest in there? I did, except one. I'm going to give it to her. There we go. Did you grow up in a Lutheran church? Yeah. Me too. And we didn't talk much about the Holy Spirit. Not in my Lutheran upbringing. Is that true of you as well? Kind of mysterious. Though if you grew up in maybe a more charismatic or Pentecostal church, you learned a lot about the Spirit. And I remember going to Omaha one time to a church that was very charismatic, very Pentecostal, like they spoke in tongues and all this, which was absolutely foreign to me. And I was mystified. Do they know something about the Holy Spirit that I do not know? All my Lutheran friends said, no, they don't know nothing. Don't listen to them. But I was nonetheless mystified. And this morning, here at Pentecost, we continue to be embraced into this mystery. What is the Spirit about? What is the Spirit doing? And as the children's message goes, so we notice the Spirit's moving. How do we describe that? What should we expect as Christians? And can we as Lutherans grow in our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit? I hope so. I want to take a look at the gospel reading that we read. If you have a Bible on your phone, I will not criticize or think weird of you if you want to look at that. Also, this may be strange to you, but if you want to go get a Bible off the Bible rack, you sure can. It's just right over there. I dare you. I dare you. I'm watching. No takers. But we'll work through this. John 15, verse 26. What does this say about the Holy Spirit? It reads, but when the Helper comes, whom I, Jesus, will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, mind you, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So what does the Holy Spirit do? Testifies. Bears witness about Jesus, the Christ. And you and I will be enlisted into this testimony, into this witnessing. And the Spirit is behind it. But how does it work? What should we expect there? If you go back a chapter, chapter 14, there's some helpful stuff there. Chapter 14, verse 15, it begins with it could sound harsh, this first verse. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Has your mother ever said something like that to you? If you love me, you'll do what I say. We'll come back to that. And Jesus says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Powerful words from Jesus. But we got to tackle the first line If you love me, you will keep my commandments. What does this mean? Does it mean we have to prove our love to Jesus? I hope not. That'd be tough. Surely it is a little bit of a call to action, but this is more of a declarative statement. Instead of saying, oh man, I have to prove my love, this is more of a, oh, I will? Great. Neat. I can't wait to see how that works. And Jesus, right in the next verse, when he says he will give us a helper to do this. This obedience is not our initiative. This obedience is the work of God's Spirit through you, within you, working this out. This helper is what Jesus names the Spirit. Skip down with me if you're looking through the Bible to verse 25 in chapter 14. It reads, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." That's maybe the best thing to take away from the Holy Spirit. What does the Spirit do? We've already read it. The Spirit enables us to go out into the world in a new kind of way, a new lifestyle, a new obedience, we might say. Not of your initiative, but of the Spirit working within you. You shouldn't resist it, but the Spirit will work within you. And this last thing, Jesus says that the Spirit will cause a remembrance of the things that Jesus accomplished for you and for me, but also a remembrance of the things that Jesus taught, both the way of life we should find ourselves in, as well as the theology, the substance, the story of our freedom. Return with me back to chapter 15. Chapter 15, those first verses that we've already touched on, verse 26. "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness." The word helper. Raise your hand if you grew up with the King James Version Bible. You didn't read helper there, you read paraclete. All right? What in the world? That is such an unhelpful word. Paraclete. But that's what the Greek is. So today we read helper, which is a great, gives us an image. And to come beside the word helper, the word comforter is also beneficial. And so this helper is not so much just a coach kind of cheering you on, but also a comforter as we struggle, as we sin, as we fail to do the things that Jesus taught. The Comforter comes to you and to me to say, Jesus loves you. Your sins are forgiven. But shall I leave you here in this spot of depravity? No. We're going to keep walking. We're going to keep walking because you are called to be a witness. The Spirit will witness to Christ, and you and I, wherever we go, will be witnesses. What in the world does that look like? Is it a good thing? And does it have to look like door-to-door knocking and that kind of thing? I hope not. I'm not very good at that. It may. But what should we expect? The next verses in chapter 15, the ones we just read actually, indicate that you and I will be enlisted into this truth-telling process. This is the Spirit of truth. Wherever we go, we carry the story of truth. And the Spirit will form you into an image of the truth. Your life, your habits, even your desires, when you keep company with Jesus, and as the Spirit causes a new remembrance into your heart and into your mind, you'll be turning. You will be transformed. And this witness will be word, speaking, perhaps, telling the story. But as we've read from chapter 14, it will also include this new obedience, this new way of life, that wherever you go, you will be a beacon. You will be a beacon. You're losing my marbles. One to you, Mr. Luke. Oh boy, I lost my place. So then, this is where it gets a little rough. As we read, so it's a neat thing. It's a liberating thing for you and for me to be sent into the world as a freed human being, as someone with the Spirit of God within us, collectively within our community, within all Christians. It's a liberating thing. And yet, wherever we go, we will brush shoulders with people who your freedom in Christ will bring to light the shackles that they feel. Wherever you go, the forgiveness, the unconditional love that you have from Christ will bring to mind that many don't feel that. Many don't have that. And the reaction goes two ways. Some will say, whoa, tell me about this hope that you have. That's the example 1 Peter 3 gives us. And others will say, I want to destroy you. You are so filled with joy, and I want to destroy that. I hope the latter does not happen. But it may. But it may. So this judgment is not you and me waking up in the morning and thinking, how can I judge those around me today? It is not that. It is simply living into what the Spirit brings to mind and the lifestyle that the Spirit frees you into. And then we let the chips fall as they may. Some will be curious, as I've said, and others will lash out. I don't know who they will be, but remember that the Spirit is our comforter. And as we go, we're not robots in the process. We're not controlled by the Spirit. We're inspired. We're inspired, led. So you can always resist the Spirit. Don't. That's not going to fix it. But don't. Don't resist the Spirit. Last thing. You guys ready to help me out? You ready? You still have all the marbles? Are you sure? Okay. All right. You guys want to come up here? Come up here with me. My favorite part of this reading, and this is a little hard unless you're from Texas to notice in the reading that we have today, but every time the word you shows up, it's not like you individual, it's you plural, community. The Spirit, through the truth work that's being done, is making a new community, a community of witnesses, a community who's led to live into the teachings of Jesus. But it doesn't happen automatically. And if you're from Texas, you have the word y'all. Is that true, Larry? Y'all? That's a word. All y'all is another word to amplify the community. I'm from Idaho. We still do hieroglyphics. We don't speak much. I'll catch up to you. But little by little, the community weaves us together. Weaves us together. It does not happen automatically. The people in this gathering here, you don't know each other just like that, even though that would be cool, right? To just automatically know one another. But the Spirit gathers us together, and little by little, Charlotte, will you put your marbles in there? Little by little, through words of kindness, of noticing one another and loving one another, we start to build a community. And then as this community has experienced, when we go through hard times, or someone in this community goes through hard times, what does the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, do within the community? Some of you have experienced it. You find yourself enlisted into compassion, moving. You're not the type of person that would want to do this, but all of a sudden there's something in your heart that says, go. Don't worry about what to say. The Spirit will be with you. And when that happens, oh my goodness, it's a huge influx. We begin to be more full. Thank you, Luke. Is that all of them? You sure? Thank you. We continue. to be called into this world. And we grow and we grow and we grow until all of a sudden we're filled all the more with life. Now, should this stay here or should it go out into the world? Will the Spirit of God lead us into the world? Or will we just, no, you don't think so, Charlotte? I think so. Can I put some back in your cup? We take this love as we bear witness wherever we are sent, as we listen to the Spirit and are sensitive to the Spirit. Oh, nice catch. We are led to go out into the world by the Spirit, not to judge the world, but to love the world. Are you ready for this? It's Pentecost. And though we don't have flames on our heads, we are being sent. And some of you will probably torch the world around you with love, with grace, forgiveness. Therefore, be sent. The Spirit is at work. Are you ready to pay attention? Are you guys ready? Amen. Thanks for your help. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father God, thank you for this day that you've given us. Though it is cloudy, we trust that your light is just radiant. Fill us with an ever-growing sensitivity to your Spirit, that we might bear witness wherever we may go, with words, with silence, with presence, with the new life that you've given us. Cause us to remember your Jesus. Cause us to remember the grace, the forgiveness, the love that is ours, and send us to share as your Spirit guides us now and forevermore.